Our story begins on the night of the winter solstice, some years ago. Two children sat by the window in their house, looking out into the dark night. The sun had gone down that afternoon, soon after they had arrived home from school. They were used to it getting dark early, but they were getting tired of it. Without saying anything, each child was thinking about sunlight and what they would be doing if only it had stayed light a little bit longer. The moon was shining that night and it cast a pale glow around their front yard. Beautiful, but not the same as sunlight. After a while, they dozed off to rest.
Suddenly, from outside, came a sound of hissing steam and a rumbling machine. The children looked out the window and saw a train standing perfectly still in front of their house.
All aboard!
Where are we going?
Why?
Why, to the equator, of course. This is the Solar Express.
The children looked at each other, wondering what the equator was and why they were going there.
The equator is an imaginary line around the center of the Earth. Why are we going there? Well, you want more sunshine, right? That is a place on our planet Earth where the sun always shines about the same amount of time. Days and nights are about equal, and it is almost always warm all year round. All of the children on this train are experiencing long, dark nights where they live. They are all wishing for more sunlight.
The train was filled with other children, all in their pajamas, from all over the world. A server moved throughout the train with a tray of food. The server gave the children any flavor of ice cream they requested, and there were yellow, sun-shaped cookies.
Outside, the lights of the village and towns flickered as the Solar Express headed southward. Okay. It began to get warmer. The children sang songs and told stories of how each of their countries and cultures coped with the long, dark winter nights. Many different traditions had developed over the years, and almost all of them involved celebrating with light.
Let us join with the children in singing Festival of Lights.
Festivals of lights, candles glowing, oh so bright. Different people have different ways to celebrate winter holidays. Candles warm up the night.
as we were saying, the children sang songs and told stories of how each of their countries and cultures coped with the long, dark winter nights. Many different traditions had developed over the years, and almost all of them involved celebrating with light. First, we will hear about celebrating Dongji.
Where I live in China, we celebrate the winter solstice with a holiday called Dongji. Families gather together for a feast to celebrate the harvest. We celebrate the end of the long days of winter, our ancestors, and family togetherness. We always eat a special food called tangyuan, which are brightly colored balls of sticky rice. The rice gluten holds the balls together, symbolizes family togetherness.
The children really seem to be enjoying the food of this Chinese celebration.
Dongji also teaches us about yin and yang, the philosophy of balance and harmony in the universe. After Dongji, there will be days with longer daylight and an increase of positive energy. After the long dark days, this shift helps the balance of the energy of the universe.
Next, we will hear about the St. Lucia celebration.
I live in Sweden, and at this time of year, we celebrate St. Lucia Day. If you lived in Sweden long ago, you would have dreaded the long midwinter night. They took comfort from the stars twinkling brightly in the dark sky, and they imagined the power of the returning light to be like a maiden goddess wearing a crown of candles. Since ancient times, in every family and community, girls are chosen to represent the Blessed Queen of Light. The St. Lucia Maiden visits from house to house, singing and bringing comfort and cheer to everyone.
Our next celebration is Diwali.
I am from India. My family celebrates Diwali at this time of year. For us, the return of the sun marks the start of a new year. We light oil lamps and have fireworks and festivals. Diwali means rows of light, so we light rows of small lamps called diyas.
Jyota se jyota jagavo, Sata guru jyota se jyota jagavo. Mera antara timira mitavo, Sada Guru Jyota Se Jyota Jagavo.
This song is translated, "May the light of the highest self light my own inner light, and may any darkness that covers my heart be removed." Diwali is a festival of light which dispels the darkness of our ignorance. It is a festival of the light which shows us the way on our journey through life. It also helps guide Lakshmi, the goddess of prosperity, as she makes her yearly trip. To welcome her, we make designs on our floor with colored rice powder. And even as we hope for prosperity, we are generous and making special sweets, foods, to share with our guests in exchanging presents.
Now let's find out how people celebrate Yule.
I live in England and we celebrate Yule. Yule is a really, really old holiday, like ancient, before Christianity came to our country. They celebrated the return of the sun after the shortest day of the year. They lit candles and sang carols to encourage the sun to shine. They decorated with evergreens because evergreen trees never fade. Holly, with its vibrant leaves and bright berries, was a symbol of rebirth. Circular wreaths were hung to symbolize the infinity of goodwill, friendship, and joyfulness. Do any of these symbols sound familiar to you?
And we go to church for a candlelight service on Christmas Eve. We light candles and sing carols.
Hey, I know a song about that. It's called "The Deck the Halls." Should we sing it?
Oh, they didn't wait.
With balls of holly, fa la 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 la, la 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 la.
It is the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la.
fa la 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 la.
Long ago in England, people would burn Yule logs during winter solstice. It was the custom that no one needed to work as long as the Yule log kept burning. The servants went to some trouble to bring home the largest log they could find. Just imagine the size of the logs they found.
Kwanzaa is next on our journey of celebrations.
I celebrate Kwanzaa. It's a holiday that was created in 1966 for African Americans and other cultures around the world. The celebration honors African heritage and is celebrated from December 26th to January 1st, ending in a feast and gift-giving. Kwanzaa has 7 core principles, which we normally say Harambe after each. Do you think you guys could do that with me?
Yeah.
Ready? Unity, Harambe! Self-determination, Harambe! Collective work and responsibility, Harambe! Cooperative economics, Harambe! Purpose, Harambe! Creativity, Harambe! And faith, Harambe! A special candle holder called a kinara is made and holds 7 candles, 1 for each principle. 7 principles. Does that sound familiar?
Our last celebration is Hanukkah.
I am Jewish and celebrate Hanukkah, the festival of lights. I light a menorah. The Hebrew word Hanukkah means dedication. We honor how long ago, when a group of Jewish people called the Maccabees had just enough oil to light the lamp for one night, but somehow the lamp burned for 8 days, so we light 1 candle a night on the menorah. Our family gets together to celebrate. We play dreidel, eat lots of good food, like galabkas. They're potato pancakes. They are fried in oil to remind us of the oil in the menorah. I know a song about Hanukkah. Let's sing it together.
There were even more stories, each one different, fascinating, told and heard with awe and respect. The train sped along. And the children laughed and sang and ate food together. It was warm and toasty, although it was still dark. Suddenly, the lights on the train went out. I'm sorry.
And all was dark except for a glowing light coming from a large bowl, which looked like a chalice. The conductor held this in her hand as she walked about the train, dipping into the light and giving some light to each child on the train.
All the children received a tiny cup filled with light that looked a lot like a drop of sunlight, but at the same time was a little different.
This is your light. It will shine most brightly when there is darkness.
The children burst into a chorus of "This Little Light of Mine."
This little light of mine.
The children held up their lights, realizing that this was something very special indeed. Suddenly, the train turned upward and shot like a plane through a blanket of clouds. And as it leveled out, the train was filled with brilliant light streaming in through the windows, light from the sun.
The thick white clouds under the train, which seem more like an airplane right now, parted to show the land and oceans below. Jungles, deserts, islands, and water sparkled in the sunlight.
We are over the equator, and we have taken a trip to the other side of the world, where the sun is shining. Take a good look, because we cannot stay long.
All the children pressed their faces against the windows. They felt the warmth of the sun and gazed in wonder at the earth below. They held onto their cups of light, light which now was blending into the light around them. Even though they were quite excited, everyone felt a strong sense of peace, hope, togetherness, and strength.
It was getting late, and it was time to go home. The train gathered up more speed. And headed back to the children's homes.
The train came to a stop, and all the children hurried to their homes.
Children woke up that morning and lay in their beds listening for the clack clack of train wheels, but all was quiet. Outside it was still dark, but a faint light was beginning to glow in the sky, showing that it was sunrise. They remembered their trip to the Solar Express and looked around for the cups of light. For a short while they wondered if they had been dreaming the whole thing, but sure enough, right by their beds were their cups filled with lovely light. They picked them up and quickly ran to show their parents the wondrous light.
Their parents sleepily looked at the small lights in their children's hands. To be truthful, they did not see the light that their children chattered on about. But when they looked up from the cups and gazed at their children's joyful faces, they did indeed see light, the light of hope, peace, and love everlasting, shining forth as clear as sunlight.
That's the end of our Polar Express experience. Solar. Thank you. We would like to invite the children and youth back up front to take a bow.
Let us sing together, One Light, One Sun.
Hold it till it turns red, so you actually have to be over here. We had to adjust the last line slightly, so just don't be shocked.